a father's love. In Galatians chapter 3, hold your place there. Just yesterday, we were in Destin Commons. It's kind of an outdoor mall in Destin, Florida. We were on vacation and came back yesterday. But we were at Destin Commons, and I was in Belk, and I heard a father with a small child, and he was talking to that child, and he just sounded so loving. As I just listened, I just kind of listened to their conversation, and he was encouraging his little son because his little son had just gone to the potty in Belk. And he was telling him, "Good job. You went in the potty. That is awesome. You did great, son." And he kept saying, "I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. Good job." And the little boy said, "I'm going to tell mama." He said, "I'm going to tell mama I went in the potty." And he said, "You can tell the whole world, son. Good job." That was a father's love. I love this quote. I go back to it every now and then. It's unknown who said this, but a young successful attorney said, "The greatest gift I ever received was a gift I got one Christmas when my dad gave me a small box. Inside was a note saying, 'Son, this year I will give you 365 hours, an hour every day after dinner.' My dad not only kept his promise," he said, "but every year he renewed it, and it's the greatest gift I ever had in my life. I am the result of his time." And God says in Ephesians 5, "Therefore, be careful how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of your time." Let me pray before we go any further. We just ask that you would speak to our hearts through your word. Thank you for all that we have just read. And Lord, now as your word is preached, Lord, get me out of the way. Let us hear from you, Jesus. We need you. We pray it in your name, Jesus. Amen. A father's love. A note in the box. And you know, there's also a lot of lack in a father's love in our sinful world, in our culture. And sometimes there's an absence of a father. When a boy needs a father's love, sometimes there's an absence in a father's love. A few nights ago, we were walking in downtown Fort Walton, and Anna asked me for a couple pocket crosses. There were a couple of ladies with a lot of piercings and tattoos kind of hanging out in this alley corner and at night, and we were passing by them, and Anna wanted to give them pocket crosses. And then just a couple moments after that, she's just a sharing machine. A couple moments after that, we went to get this shaved ice, and she said, "Dad, let me have another one." She tried to give it to the guy selling the shaved ice. And she said, "Do you want this?" And he said something like, "No, you know, no, I don't need that," or something. And she just kind of took it back. And then I went to pay for it. And he said, "I'm sorry about that." He said, "I should have at least said no, thank you." And he was telling me she had already walked off. And then he said, "I'm just not a very religious person." And it got to lead to a whole wonderful conversation where I got to share the gospel and talk to him. And from 15 on, he lost both his parents. And so he was missing a father from then on. And then later on in the trip, there was a young man and his pregnant wife, and he was sitting out in the hallway by his room, and he just looked real down, and I had seen him and his wife fighting a little bit earlier, and I got to talk to him, and he said, "When I was little," he said, "you know, I tried to go to church a little bit, but then my mom wouldn't let me, and she said I couldn't go, and she wouldn't let me, but I always wanted to. But he never even mentioned a dad. And we got to have a good conversation, a good long conversation. He never mentioned a dad. We need a father's love. All of us need a father's love. But no matter what your earthly situation, maybe it was awesome, maybe it was fantastic, maybe you had the picture perfect dad, and then maybe you had a lack in that area. We all need a father's love, but we can all get it. It doesn't matter what your earthly father, we've got a heavenly father. And you can get the exact love that you were supposed to get, that you need, that we all long for and hunger for. You can get it. It's available. There's a father, an Abba father, daddy, papa. That's what he wants you to call him. And he will give you that love, a father's love. Galatians chapter 3 tells us, we see it. We see it. We see a father's love. And so this is for all of us here this morning, how to receive the true ultimate father's love, how to receive it and have it and know it. And then once we're loved by him, then, hey, all of us here who are fathers, we can have it. We can learn from Galatians 3. How can I have a father's love? How can I do better? And so this is for all of us. This is for all of us. Let's look at it. Galatians 3, verses 1 to 14. God has given the Apostle Paul these words because there's these Judaizers around. There's these men saying, well, it's not just your faith in Christ alone that'll save you. They're trying to still earn their way to God. They're still trying to do some works of the law, particularly circumcision. You know, you gotta hold to that. We gotta still be circumcised. You know, they were still trying to hold to things in the law. And listen to what God says to them and to you and me. Because a lot of us try to earn God's love. We try to earn our way to God if we're not careful. You foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? Before your very eyes, Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed as crucified. I would like to learn just one thing from you. Did you receive the Spirit by observing the law or by believing what you heard? Are you so foolish? After beginning with the Spirit, are you now trying to attain your goal by human effort? Have you suffered so much for nothing, if it really was for nothing? Does God give you His Spirit and work miracles among you because you observe the law or because you believe what you heard? Consider Abraham. He believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. Understand then that those who believe are children of Abraham. The Scripture foresaw that God would justify the Gentiles by faith and announced the gospel in advance to Abraham. All nations will be blessed through you. So those who have faith are blessed along with Abraham, the man of faith. All who rely on observing the law are under a curse. For it is written, cursed is everyone who does not continue to do everything written in the book of the law. Clearly, no one is justified before God by the law, because the righteous will live by faith. The law is not based on faith. On the contrary, the man who does these things will live by them. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who is hung on a tree. He redeemed us in order that the blessing given to Abraham might come to the Gentiles through Christ Jesus, so that by faith we might receive the promise of the Spirit. A father's love. First of all, notice here that it is not earned, it is offered. A father's love. It is not earned, it is offered. You see that in the first five verses. You foolish Galatians, who's bewitched you? Before your very eyes, Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed as crucified. Listen to verse 2. I would like to learn just one thing from you. Did you receive the Spirit that is to be saved? If you receive the Holy Spirit, if the Holy Spirit comes to live inside of you, and that's God's deposit to you of things further to come, and then Christ dwells in you, you are saved. It means you're going to heaven. You are saved from your sins. Okay, now, did that happen to you? Did you get saved? Did you receive the Spirit by observing the law or by believing what you heard? Two ways. Did you get saved? Did you receive God's Spirit by observing the law? You tried to figure out, God, what will please you? And you started trying to obey. You said, the Ten Commandments. Okay, I'll do the best I can to obey the Ten Commandments. Go to church. Okay, I'll start going to church. Read the Bible. I'll read the Bible. Pray. I'll pray. Give a tithe. I'll give a tithe. I'll give more than a tithe. Help the poor. I'll help the poor. You name it. Whatever. Did you receive the Spirit that way? Did you think in your mind, how can I please God? And I'll try to do all I can, and then He'll save me. And maybe when I die, He'll say, you did enough good. You come on in here. Is it that way? Did you receive the Spirit by observing the law, or was it the second way? Or by believing what you heard? Wait a minute. There's no effort in that. There's no effort on my part in that. That's just believing. That's just faith. That's just like a gift that's offered to me. And I just say, yeah, I'll take that. I believe. Or did you get saved like that? He's asking that question. And we know from the rest of Scripture that it's way number two. It's way number two. How did you receive? If you receive the Spirit, if you are saved, truly saved here today, if the Spirit of God lives within you, then you got it by, you got Him by believing what you heard. You heard the good news. You heard that you were a sinner and there was nothing you could do to be good enough. You could never get to heaven. You are sinful. And then you heard, but you know what? God loved you so much. He sent you a Savior. He made a way for you to get to heaven. And so He sent this one, and this one lived the perfect life that you could never live. And then He even took all of your sins. This one, you're supposed to be punished for your sins. You're supposed to experience eternal death and hell forever because of your sins. And this one came and He took your punishment. And He was found guilty for your sins. And He experienced your punishment. And He paid for all of your sins in full. And He's raised from the dead. And He offers you a gift. And He says, here, look what I did for you. Can I be your daddy? Will you take this? My love is offered to you. It's not earned by you. It's my blood, sweat, and tears for you. Not your blood, sweat, and tears to me. It's what I did for you. Do you receive it? A father's love is not earned, it is offered. And so if you want Him to be your father this morning, you better not be trying to earn it. You better just receive what He did for you. You see, if you try to do a bunch of good works and you say, well, I'll believe in Jesus and I'll do a bunch of good works too. And then when I die, I'll say, Jesus, you know, I did all these things and I believed you. And you know what? Anything you're trying to do, your faith is somewhat in that and Jesus. But you see, Jesus did it all. And so you need all of your faith to be in Jesus. 100% in what He did for you. Nothing that you can do. You totally depend on Him and what He has done. And anything less is kind of a slap in His face if you think about it. He went through quite a bit to come here to earth and to suffer and agonize and die for every one of your sins. He went through quite a bit of work and blood, sweat, and tears for you to say, well, can I add some of my little good works to it too? Can I accept what you did and add some things that I'm doing? That's kind of a slap in the face when He went through all of that. And He says, you come to me, you look what I did for you. Isn't what I did for you enough to save you? A father's love is not earned, it is offered. And fathers here today, as we experience the Father's love, that's how our love needs to be. What a model. Not earned, but offered. Doesn't matter how our children act, what they do. Doesn't matter how far they stray. It's not earned. Our love, we need to have the love of the Father. It's offered. It's given always. No matter what. It's not earned. Doesn't matter how the children act. We just give the love. The Father's love is earned. Is not earned. It's offered. And also, notice this next. Everyone who receives the Father's love, a Father's love is not earned, it's offered. Everyone who receives it is blessed. while everyone who tries to earn it is cursed. That's what we see next, verses 6 through 12. That's what you see in 6 through 12. Everyone who receives it, everyone who just receives the Father's love and that gift and believes by faith and they receive it, that incredible gift, they are blessed. While everyone who tries to earn it is cursed. Well, if you live your life trying to earn God's love, saying, God, I'll do this for you and I'll do this and I'll do this. Do you love me? Do you love? You're cursed. Because as we read in that passage, everyone who tries to obey the law, no one will be. It says in verse 6, Abraham, he believed God and it was credited to him as righteousness. He didn't earn it. He believed God. God gave him a promise and he believed. And God gave him his righteousness. He believed God. It was credited to him as righteousness. And so if we receive his love and this gift, we are blessed. 6 through 9. And then in 7, understand then that those who believe are children of Abraham. Verse 8, the scripture foresaw that God would justify the Gentiles by faith and announce the gospel in advance to Abraham. All nations will be blessed through you. Verse 9. So those who have faith are blessed along with Abraham, the man of faith. And so the Father's love is offered. If you just receive it by faith, you're blessed. If you live by faith, you're blessed. And then on the other hand, verses 10 through 12. If you try to earn it, you're cursed. Verse 10, all who rely on observing the law are under a curse. For it is written, cursed is everyone who does not continue to do everything written in the book of the law. So if you're trying to earn God's favor by obeying the law and doing whatever you can do, your good works to please Him, if you're relying on that and relying on obeying His laws, then you need to obey the whole law. If that's the route you're going to take, if you ever want to be in heaven, you need to obey the whole. You need to be perfect. That's all. Just obey the law perfectly. And see, what happens is you very quickly find out you're under a curse. You can't do any of that. You can't. It's impossible. And so those who try to earn it are under a curse. Verse 10, and then in verse 11, clearly no one is justified before God by the law. That means made right with God. You're saved. You receive His Spirit. Nobody. In verse 11, clearly no one is justified before God by the law because the righteous will live by faith. Because if you want to be righteous in God's sight, it's by faith. Not by earning it. By faith, by receiving it. The righteous will live by faith. And then in verse 12, the law is not based on faith. On the contrary, the man who does these things will live by them. And so if we try to earn his love, we're cursed. So what do we have? A father's love. It is not earned. It's offered. And then everyone who receives it is blessed, while everyone who tries to earn it is cursed. So receive and be blessed. Earn and be cursed. And then finally, and one other word about that. Take this to heart. Take this to heart. I got to share this with the gentleman that was sitting in the hallway that had just been fighting with his wife. I got to sit down with him and I got to share this. I got to share the gospel with him and I got to go on through. And he hadn't heard hardly anything about Jesus and what Jesus has done for him because his mom wouldn't let him go to church after he was little. And we got to the point where I had shared all of that and he believed it. He said he believed all that. And he said, well, maybe tonight I'll kind of, think about some of those things. And I said, well, what about right now? Who knows if you'll be here tonight? And I said, you have a decision to make right now, because once you hear this good news, you have a choice to make. You either choose Jesus and you choose. And if you do, you choose life. And peace, and joy, and prosperity. Deuteronomy chapter 30 says this. All these words. Not the joy. It says the life and peace, life and prosperity. And then, or you choose, if you don't do anything, you made a choice. You chose death and destruction. There's no gray area. It's black and white. You either choose Jesus and receive this love, not earning it, and you get it and you're blessed. Or if you don't do anything and you say, well, I'll think about this. You actually chose not. You heard the good news and you chose against it. So to not receive it is to reject it and be cursed. And finally, a father's love gives all. A father's love gives all. Look at that in verse 13 and 14. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who is hung on a tree. He redeemed us in order that the blessing given to Abraham might come to the Gentiles through Christ Jesus, so that by faith we might receive the promise of the Spirit. A father's love gives all. Jesus gave everything. He hung on a tree so he could be your Abba Father, so he could be your daddy, so you could be his. A father's love is not earned, it's offered. Everyone who receives it is blessed, while everyone who tries to earn it is cursed. So receive it and be blessed. Or earn it and be cursed. Or don't do anything and be cursed. And a father's love gives all. It gives everything. And so men, we as fathers need to give all. Give all. In the same love that we have received. Well, let's pray together. Father, we do thank you, Lord, for your love. We thank you, Abba, Father, for your love, Lord. Lord, if there's anybody here today who Lord, maybe you pierced their heart this morning. Maybe you reached in and you twisted something. You grabbed their heart strings in a certain way, Lord. And maybe there's somebody here this morning that realized, that came to their senses after years of coming to church and believing, thinking, I'm a Christian. There's a way that seems right to a man but ends in death. Maybe there's someone that has thought, well, you know, I think I've been a Christian all these years. But maybe somebody has realized here this morning that they have been trying to earn their way to you. That they have been relying on the law, relying on the good things that they have done. And maybe their faith has been in that, in themselves, in their efforts, instead of you, Jesus, 100%. And so, Lord, if there's someone here like that today, or somebody who just knows beyond the shadow of a doubt that they just need to receive you and your love this morning, help them, Lord, to pray right now and to say, Jesus, I'm sorry. I have been trying to earn your love. I've been relying on things that I have done. And I repent. I turn from that. I turn from anything I have ever done. But like the Apostle Paul, I say, just like he did about all his good works, I say, it is all rubbish compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. And so I turn to you 100% today, Lord Jesus, and what you have done. I put all my faith in you and you alone to save me from my sins. What you have done. Living the perfect life, dying on the cross for me, being buried and raised from the dead. I trust you and you alone to save me. I give my life to you. I'm yours. I want to be your disciple. Help me to follow you. Lord, maybe there's others that, Lord, need to join this church. You've been pricking their heart and saying, this is the body I want you to connect to and plug in with, be a part of. Lord, if you're telling somebody that, may they come as Chris leads us in this song and say, I need to join this church. If they've made that decision, Lord, to put 100% faith in you and you alone, Jesus, help them to step out of their seat and come as Chris leads us in this song and share that. And we will rejoice in their salvation, Lord. And Lord, help us to be people that give all. You gave all for us. May we give all. Thank you, Jesus. We love you. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.